Now that you have a solid grasp of Flexbox fundamentals, flexible containers, alignment properties, flow management, and automatic margins, it is time to consolidate this knowledge by examining the most common layout patterns you will encounter in real-world web development. These patterns are built around three core behaviors: arranging items in a row, arranging items in a column, and wrapping items across multiple lines. Understanding when and how to use each pattern is essential for building responsive, maintainable interfaces. The row pattern, horizontal layouts. The row pattern is the default behavior of a Flex container. When you apply display Flex to a parent element, its children automatically line up horizontally from left to right. This is because the default value of Flex direction is row. This pattern is ideal for navigation bars, toolbars, card rows, icon groups, and any interface component where elements need to sit side by side. You have already practiced building a navigation bar in a previous workshop, so this pattern should feel familiar. Here is a concrete example. Imagine you have a header with a logo on the left and a set of navigation links on the right. Dot header. Display, Flex. Flex direction. Row. Justify content, space between. Align items. Center. Padding. 1 rem, 2 rem. In this example, justify content. Space between pushes the logo to the far left and the navigation links to the far right, with all available space distributed between them. Align items. Center vertically centers all children within the header's height. This is one of the most frequently used combinations in professional front-end development. Another common row pattern involves distributing items evenly. If you have a row of feature cards or icon plus label combinations, you might use justify content, space around, or justify content, space evenly to give each item an equal share of the horizontal space. When working with a row pattern, keep in mind that items will not wrap by default. If the total width of the children exceeds the container width, the Flex container will shrink items, controlled by Flex Shrink or Overflow, depending on configuration. This is why the wrap pattern, discussed below, is so important for responsive behavior. The row pattern also pairs naturally with Flex Grow. For example, if you want a search input field to take up all remaining space between a logo and a button in a toolbar, you can apply Flex Grow, 1 to the input. It will expand to fill all available horizontal space while the logo and button retain their natural sizes. The column pattern, vertical layouts. The column pattern is activated by setting Flex direction, column on the container. In this mode, Flex items are stacked vertically from top to bottom, and the main axis becomes vertical while the cross axis becomes horizontal. This pattern is extremely useful for building sidebars, form layouts, card content areas, and full-page vertical stacks. It is also the foundation of the well-known sticky footer layout, where you want a page footer to always sit at the bottom of the viewport even when the content is short. Here is a concrete example of a sticky footer using the column pattern. Body. Display, Flex. Flex direction. Column. Min height, 100 VH. Main. Flex grow, 1. By setting the body to a column Flex container with a minimum height of 100 viewport height units, and applying Flex grow, 1 to the main content area, the main section expands to fill all available vertical space. The header and footer retain their natural heights. This is a classic and reliable pattern for professional page layouts. The column pattern also applies within individual components. Consider a card component that contains an image at the top, a title, a description, and a button at the bottom. If you want the button to always sit at the bottom of the card regardless of how much text the description contains, you can use the column pattern with automatic margins. Dot card. Display, Flex. Flex direction. Column. Height, 100%. Dot card button. Margin top, auto. Here, margin top, auto on the button absorbs all remaining vertical space, pushing the button to the bottom. You have already covered automatic margins in a previous lesson, and this is a perfect application of that concept. In column mode, justify content controls vertical alignment along the main axis, and align items controls horizontal alignment along the cross axis. This is the inverse of the row mode, and it is a common source of confusion for beginners. Always remind yourself, justify content acts on the main axis, and align items acts on the cross axis, regardless of direction. The wrap pattern, multi-line responsive grids. By default, a Flex container forces all its children onto a single line, compressing them if necessary. This is controlled by the FlexWrap property, which defaults to NoWrap. When you set FlexWrap, wrap, items that cannot fit on the current line automatically move to the next line, creating a multi-row, or multi-column, in column direction, layout. This is one of the most powerful tools for creating responsive layouts without writing complex media queries. The wrap pattern is the foundation of responsive card grids, image galleries, tag clouds, and product listing pages. Here is a concrete example of a responsive card grid using the wrap pattern. Card grid, display, flex, flex direction, row, flex wrap, wrap, gap, 1.5 rem. Dot card, flex, 11280px. In this example, each card has a flex shorthand of flex, 11280px. This means, flex grow, 1, the card can grow to fill available space, flex shrink, 1, the card can shrink if necessary, flex basis, 280px, the card starts with a base width of 280 pixels. With this configuration and flex wrap, the browser automatically calculates how many cards fit on a single row. On a widescreen, 4 or 5 cards may appear per row. On a tablet, 3 cards. On a mobile screen, 1 or 2 cards. This responsive behavior requires no media queries at all. It is handled entirely by the Flex engine. The gap property, previously achieved with margins, adds consistent spacing between items both horizontally and vertically, replacing the need for complex margin calculations. You can also use flex wrap, wrap reverse, which causes items to wrap in the opposite direction, upward instead of downward. This is less common but useful in specific interface scenarios. When using the wrap pattern, you gain access to an additional property, align content. While align items controls the alignment of items within a single row, on the cross-axis, align content controls how multiple rows are distributed within the container. For example, align content, space between distributes rows with equal spacing between them, while align content, center groups all rows at the vertical center of the container. This property only has an effect when there are multiple lines of flex items. Combining patterns, nested flex containers. In professional development, you rarely use a single flex pattern in isolation. Most layouts combine row and column patterns through nested flex containers. A page might use a column layout at the body level, header, main, footer, a row layout inside the header, a row with wrap inside the main content area for a card grid, and a column layout inside each individual card. This nesting is perfectly valid and is in fact the recommended approach. Each element becomes a flex container independently of its parent, and the flex rules apply only to its direct children. Here is a simplified structural example. / page level, column layout. Body. Display, flex. Flex direction, column. Min height, 100vh. / header level, row layout. Header. Display, flex. Flex direction, row. Justify content, space between. Align items, center. / main content, row plus wrap for a card grid. Main. Flex grow, 1. Display, flex. Flex wrap, wrap. Gap, 1 rem. Align content, flex start. / each card, column layout, card, flex, 11250px, display, flex, flex direction, column. Dot card button, margin top, auto. This single structure demonstrates all three patterns working together. A column at the page level, a row in the header, a wrapping row in the main content, and a column inside each card. This is a complete, production-ready responsive page layout built entirely with Flexbox. Practical guidelines for choosing the right pattern. When approaching a layout problem, ask yourself the following questions to determine which pattern to use. Are the elements placed side by side horizontally? Use the row pattern with flex direction. Row. Are the elements stacked vertically? Use the column pattern with flex direction. Column. Do you need items to wrap automatically to the next line as the viewport shrinks? Use flex wrap. Wrap. Combined with a flex basis value on the children. Do you need spacing between items? Use the gap property instead of manually adding margins. Do you need a specific item to take all remaining space? Apply flex grow, 1 to that item. Do you need a specific item to always sit at the end, bottom or right, of its container? Use margin top, auto or margin left, auto depending on the direction. These guidelines cover the vast majority of use cases you will encounter when building real applications. The three patterns, row, column, and wrap, are not separate tools but complementary behaviors of the same system. Mastering their combination is what allows you to build complex, adaptive interfaces efficiently and without unnecessary code. Finally, remember that Flexbox is a one-dimensional layout system. It manages either a row or a column at a time. For two-dimensional layouts where you need to control both rows and columns simultaneously, CSS Grid is the appropriate tool, which you will explore in the next chapters of this section. Flexbox and Grid are not competing technologies. They complement each other, and knowing when to use each is a key skill for any professional front-end or full-stack developer.